The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Colm Lanney from Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we had quite dramatic moments in the Premier League over the weekend.
Yeah, we did. A few of them, Pat. I suppose if we start yesterday with the big game between Liverpool and Arsenal at Anfield, where it was a very, I suppose there wasn't an awful lot in the game the whole way through. Yeah. I thought it had nil all written all over it for a long time. But
it
then
did,
the,
and then
the moment of magic, yeah.
I mean, what a goal that was.
Magic, absolutely magic, and deserving free kick to win the match for Liverpool. Something about Arsenal, they certainly are very good defensively, but whether they're just restrained by the tactical approach of Mikel Arteta is a question for them. Losing a big game to Liverpool at Anfield is a blow for them so early on in the season. Liverpool have had two big fixtures now, if you like, in their first three games. They beat Newcastle in dramatic fashion and then they beat Arsenal yesterday. So that's a good start of the season for the defending champions. Manchester United, after their big defeat during the week to Grimsby Town, beat Burnley 3-2. Maybe a little bit lucky.
Should never have allowed Burnley to get to 2-0.
Yeah, and United did show flashes, I think, that they played quite well in that game. And it probably eases the pressure slightly on Ruben Amorim. And he certainly cut a distraught figure after their loss in the League Cup during the week. But that will give him some breathing room. In terms of some of the other results at the weekend, Manchester City losing to Brighton yesterday. Not a great start to the season for City. Rodri was back in the team after his lengthy layoff with injury, but they'll be hoping that he can get back to full match fitness.
I mean, he was the missing man last year.
He was. He's the man that makes them tick. I think Chelsea have looked quite good, Pat, so far this season. They had another good result at the weekend, though Fulham will feel a bit aggrieved with a couple of the decisions in their 2-0 defeat. And Spurs lost at the weekend. And then Keith Andrews, Brentford, who beat Aston Villa the week previously, lost out to Sunderland in a dramatic finish at the Stadium of Light as well. So that was all in the Premier League at the weekend.
And Villa also in the doldrums again.
Villa in a really tough spot. They're in the bottom three. It's been a poor start to the season. And today is transfer deadline day. And it looks like their goalkeeper, Emi Martinez, is on the move to Manchester United. He didn't play yesterday, so Unai Emery in a bit of a difficult spot there. And just on the transfers, it looks like Alexander Isak, as we've been mentioning in our bulletins all morning, is on the way to Liverpool. 23 league goals last season for Newcastle, but he's on the move for
big price tag,
£130 million. Liverpool have had an extraordinary summer, Pat. I think their summer spending is going to be over £400 million, and then Mark Gay, the Crystal Palace captain, is still being linked with a move to Liverpool as well. So they have been tight with the purse strings in the past, but certainly not this summer.
Okay, and anything else are we expecting in terms of the last-minute moves?
Well, I think Newcastle will have to do something if Isak leaves. They've tied up one or two deals. Zion Visa, the Brentford player, looks like he's on the move to Newcastle. And then we have seen Celtic and Rangers struggle in Scotland over the weekend. They played out a drab goalless draw in the Old Firm yesterday, and they've been linked to a number of players. Both teams missed out on Champions League qualification midweek as well, which is a big, big blow for them. And also a blow in terms of their power in the transfer market to attract players.
Sure.
But both teams desperately need reinforcements today.
And I mean, these qualifications, it's not about honour and glory, it's about money.
Yeah, £20 million I think Celtic let slip in losing to Kairat of Kazakhstan last week. The Europa League is lucrative, but nowhere near as lucrative as the Champions League.
Now, moving on to rugby and the women, they did the business against Spain yesterday. Not entirely convincing in the first half.
No, I think probably, Ireland will be pleased in terms of running in seven tries. Now, they did make quite a few changes, which maybe was with a view to the last pool match against New Zealand, which is coming up this weekend. And it gives Scott Beaman a chance to look at his wider squad as well. But I think if you place the Irish qualification for the quarterfinals, which they've managed now in the overall context of having missed out in a World Cup and having really struggled in the Six Nations, it's a good achievement. And it gives them a chance now to really attack that game against New Zealand this weekend. But you're right that Spain did cause Ireland trouble at times yesterday. 43-27 was the full-time score in Northampton. Ireland did beat New Zealand last year in the WXV tournament, so they won't fear them going in, but New Zealand will certainly be favourites heading into that match next weekend. And then Ireland can look forward to the quarterfinals then after that, where the air gets a lot thinner, if you like, with the quality of the opposition.
Sure. I mean, there always is a dilemma when you're up against a team that you think are probably on form going to beat you. How much do you put your players in jeopardy?
Yeah, of course. And it's always difficult when you're expected to win to go and really produce the performance that you want to produce. So that's maybe one of the reasons that Ireland maybe weren't fully at it yesterday. But I think Scott Beaman and his management team would be quite happy with the situation that they're in.
Now, the Grand Prix in the Netherlands produced a few
surprises.
Moments.
Yeah, let's say that engine failure put a dent in Lando Norris's hopes there. pretty late on in the race at the Dutch Grand Prix. He was behind Oscar Piastri, who won the race, but he had to retire, obviously, with the engine failure.
It's extraordinary that you rarely see engine failures.
Yeah,
anymore.
Absolutely, at the high standard that all the teams have now. It is, and it's very, very costly, obviously, as well. Lewis Hamilton crashed out as well. Max Verstappen finished in second place. So now things getting pretty tight now as we head towards the end of the season as well in Formula 1 in terms of the driver standings with Piastri and Norris, and Verstappen then a little bit back, further back in third place as well.
Now we have news, hopefully, later today of the Ryder Cup team.
Yes, so we've got six automatic qualifiers already, Pat, and then Luke Donald, the European captain, will name the six picks for this month's event at Bethpage Black near New York. Looks like Shane Lowry will be one of the picks. He was seventh in qualifying, so missed out on the top six rather narrowly. He's had a pretty consistent season. It'd be an awful shock if he wasn't part.
And he's a great competitor.
He is. He loves the Ryder Cup, and I think the fact that Lowry is a great competitor, as you say, will be very good for Europe in the raucous atmosphere that we're expecting at Bethpage Black. Looking at other players then, Ludwig Åberg, Matt Fitzpatrick likely to be in there as well. So I think it's pretty much a clear decision for Luke Donald in terms of his picks later on. It looks like it's fairly nailed on, and Europe will have a big ask on their hands to try and retain the cup, but it should be one of the great Ryder Cups that we've seen over the last 20 years.
And in tennis, Djokovic comes through.
Yeah, safely through. Straight sets win overnight against Jan-Lennard Struff. He's through to the quarterfinals now in the men's singles, so Djokovic still on course there for the title. In the women's draw then, we had a meeting of two former Wimbledon champions late last night. Elena Rybakina is out. She lost out to Marketa Vondrousova. Arina Sabalenka, though, the defending champion, safely through. She overcame Cristina Buxa of Spain.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.